de chiyuvim and the halachas. Vani as omen, va omen yesh mirabo. I want to say over what the Agdome to the Sefer HaLevush is brought down Maise Neuro. It's Val, he writes down Nimtza Mokim Ponu Bayeria, as if the extra page was in the original print. So he wants to bring Maise Neuro. It says that Remot Chayafe, the Bala Levushim, one of his Mechaba de Levush, he was a big town mitchochem, but he was a Rav in a very small community. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, Maizi was from the Choshev et HaMelech HaChomim, and the Kilek Doisha Pozne, they said that they wanted to be the Rav, because he knows Kol HaTeir Kula. So he said, before I become a Rav, there's one Rezach that I don't know exactly, I want to go to learn that Inyan, and when I finish to learn that Inyan, I could become your Rav. Said that the inyolim from Kiddush HaChodesh is not so clear yet. And Tzidot de Maria Buav, in the Chachmei Asfardim that lives in Italy, I want to travel for a couple months. I will be there. I will learn inyolim Kiddush HaChodesh. Then I will know Kol HaTeir Kula. I could come to Poznan to sign the Rav. So he went to Maria Buav, and he was learning by him, and he became very, very numb to the Maria Buav. And he was sitting there, the son of the Maria Buav, 5 years old, made a bracha. And everyone answered Amen. It was very prioritized today. And Ramot Chayafet didn't answer Amen. Not in purpose. Lemaisi didn't answer Amen. So the Maria Buav yelled on him, and he was Menada him Benidu. He waited 30 days, but you have to wait after you Menuda. And he came over and he wanted to ask Mechile. He said, I'm not Mechile you. Please Mechile me, not Mechile you. Tell me what I did wrong. You know, what I did wrong that you're not Mechile me. What was the chet that I did? I made it a chet, but you're not meichel me. So you tell him, I'll tell you. Be'emes, I love you, av, gdoilo, v'shleimo, she'eino tluyo, yoiso mibni, aval teida, she'ato mechuyov, oiso chayev miso, b'sho shelo yoniso, omen al abroche shel atine. You're mechuyev miso, and I'm meichel you b'tnai, that every place that you will come, you will have to say over the story that I'm going to tell you now. So b'tnai dem amoichel you, that every mokum that you will come, you will say over the ma'ase that I'm telling you now. I thought it was a ma'ase, was a exeres tof nun vav, was a city that was a king, a rasha, and every time he wanted to make exeres to kill the yidden, it was a chosid echad, tzaddik v'kodesh, it was a big oisha. And the king liked him. And every time when the king decided to kill the Yidden, they would go over to him. He would go over to the king, and he will ask. And the king was Meichel. And again, one day, the king makes a gzere. They came over to the chassid, if you can go to the king to ask him for mechile. He said, I didn't have a mincha yet. I'll have a mincha, and I'll go. So they told him, Atzoras nefoshes from Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu Pekuach Nefesh. You have to go now to the king. Now the Esrotz. So he came to the king. Yeah, the king sees him, gets up, hugs him, kisses him. There's a mashuna de ka'avet that the king liked him. I gave him two. In the middle of that, he's standing by the king, a koimer from Avodah Zorah came, Muma, and he started to bench the king, belaz, in the language. He was benching. And the chassid started the vow, mincha is going to pass. He was made known to the king. So he went to the corner, he davened mincha. Turkey de advorim, this koimer finishes his bracha, gets up and he says, now everyone has to answer Amen. Chassid Amen Mincha, he's gehört from the Amen. He says, so everyone answered? He says, yeah, you sure? He goes around, and even this Yid answered? He says, no. He says, oi, this mamash ha'es rotzen, and all my brachas will be happening mamash tomorrow to the king, and because this Yid didn't answer Amen, the brachas will not happen. The king Miyad took the Yid, and he was geyser to chop him up to pieces, and they put him in a bag and they send it like this to the house. And the Megarish Ale Yidden. This Chassid, say, Al Delevush, Al Delevush. This Chassid, he had a friend, a Chassid. And the friend knew that the Chassid was such a tzaddik. And he was thinking, what? My friend was such a tzaddik. Was kommt dem Azarinish? My friend is such a tzaddik, kuntem azar inish. Till he was thinking inside to himself, Mistamen ish given a chosid. Mistamen is given verbluft. Mistamen is given verbluft. And he dived into Hashem, he said, I know the chosid, you know, I can't melam it chus. Such a misa chamura to be chopped up to pieces, to be put in a bag and sent home. And he was sitting in mamish, his mamish felt tired. And one day he's sitting like and thinking the chosid, and the niftar comes in, behakitz, ish bechaloim. And he tells him, you're the chosid? He says, yeah. Tell me why they killed you. What was the einish? What was the chet that you did that you deserve to be punished? What was the avle? Moshe. What was the avle? What was the chet that you did? You did a pesah avle? So then I will tell you, this is the reason I came down to tell you why I was punished. Vayoymer, agid lecho emes, miyomai lo yosisi shum aveire. מיומי לא יוסיסי שום עבירה. רק הקדוש ברוך הוא מדקדק, פעם אחס אוסו בני הקוטן ברוכה על הפס, ושומעתי ולא יוניסי אומן על הברוכה. והרח לקדוש ברוך הוא אפוי על המייסה, שנעשה לי בעומדי. When I was אומן לפני מלך בוסו ודם, and he was מקפיד on the אומן, so the kitru was again came on me, And the einish that I didn't answer Amen at the broche from the Melech Malcha Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki kum mirder einish that they chopped me and they put me in the back. So many of the Maria Abu have told Mordechai Yaffe, you were mechuyev nise. I saw that you were mechuyev nise for not answering Amen at the broche from the little kid. And maybe I was menada you to save you from the nise, and you mechuyev that every place that you go you have to say Amen over this mice. Shail, if you mechuyev to answer Amen and a broche, that there's nothing mentioned inside the broch.
So Aber Azei,
so Be'etzem L'chure,
no, Shtigl
B'Shayim L'Kudish Bomu. So Be'etzem, you would say, why to answer Amen?
Maybe,
and this really could be a
Shtigl B'Var Zayin, of the Protein, the Aloches,
and this is what you have to mechab in the Omen. That Avada and Avada, this person, I'm not going to him as a witch. As a Koysen, or Mechashev, Chas B'Sholem. I'm going because he's a godel
b'toyro,
and I'm sure that he's benching b'koyach kutsh b'richu.
That took on themselves.
So I'm saying, Omein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you memale his mishalis libe.
The first time I met him, I was once in Antwerp.
Omein really has to take it. In a normal Omein, it's not so important because the broch is Baruch HaShem.
Antwerp for Shabbos somewhere.
Yeah, it will happen.
I met one of these Yidden.
When an godel gives you a broch and you stand say Omein, and he doesn't say Shem Hashem, if he tells you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then bench him shidduch b'koyach. Omein, it's possible. What I want to tell you. Kol tu. Atzbocha v'atzloch. Amen for both.
They're going after everyone that makes a bracha.
And they're trying to make him say Amen.
Answer
Amen.
Try to answer Amen.
Amen. V'zayin a bracha v'atzloch.
Chazal say in Parshas Kisavoy, Ein godel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyser me'amen she'Yisrael oinim.
What?
Yeah. More in Brochas, says that in Gimel, godel ha'oine yoyser min ha'mevorech. Gemara says, as in the Milchama, the first soldiers go down, but the ones that come in the end, they win. They want to take the Shalom. Person makes the Broche, he's the one that is going down to the Milchama, but the one that answers the Amen, he's the Netzach by Milchama. Why? So Rabbeinu Bechaye, in Parshas Beshalach, he says that the Broche is a Shtar. Shtar. As Eidu Sheboi Re'oilom, Boi Re'i Pri O'eitz, Shehakol Niyo Bidvoroi. When a person says Amen, he's Mekayim the Shtar. Amen is Mekayim the Shtar. A Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim Lashon HaGemara, Stochas Be'Alme. Stochas Be'Alme. Is a Chumun the Shulchan Aruch, the Biur Halacha is Mistapek of Sidah Azah Halacha and Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Seif Beis, that even the Mevorech, as they say in Ramah, after he hears someone says Amen, he has to be mechaven to be yoytze in the Amen also. The Biraloche Tainas in Ishto Azab. But the Maestro says, Shleitim Ramo, that not, you make a broche, you hear Amen, so mechaven, you know, how you come to shul, you have these people that, you know, every Birkas HaShachar, they make slowly, the Olam Tainas, the Fashletzach, the Minyan, yeah? But the Vissim, as they is given, but the Maestro, as they have said, Amen, and not the Mevorech, it's Yidden, I know this Yidden that are Isaac in it. They don't make, they make a bracha, they call someone, look, answer Amen. Mashakel, answer Amen.
And as I state in the Shechamo, that the Mevorech has mechaven to be Yoytze. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, Kol ha'oyne omen b'chol koichoy, poyschim lo yishar rega neiden. Zog de Maharsho, Kol ha'oyne omen b'chol koichoy, poyschim lo yishar rega neiden, שייט נישט קען שאר, שייט שאר דייקע קול שאר גנדן. Such a narishkeit, such a narishkeit. You know, people such heint, you know. Vielleicht ich muss reden, man kann, you know, jede Meile ist, you know, in der Sorgen, some people sing, but the Chaya sing, you know, some people say andere Sachen, yeah. Aber, Chazal say, if you say, Omen Bechol Koichoi, poischim lo yishar gnaden. And it's not only a Sache. If you don't do that, we saw what state, what happened. It's doch a mitzvah kalo, shoymed es berumoy shel oilom, ubnei odo mezalzanim. Omen yeishmei rabo, Chazal say more from that, koirim lo gzar din shel shivim shono. Kol ha'oine omen yeishmei rabo, I think everyone goes to shul here. Hope so. You hear 10 times omen yeishmei rabo. I will try a little bit. You have the right kavanas. You have it. And if not, you go to shul. You answer to the Amish Merabu. I'm sure. I'm staying in Tzelamo. What's the pshatak? Moichel lo kol avinoisov. Person is so much averes. Says Amin Yesh Merabu. Moichel lo kol avinoisov. Afilu shemet shel minus. So I'm staying in was Masbe once. Said is a shoyer that the king likes very much. He likes to play with it. The king likes to ride on him. He jumps. Now, in this country, if a shor is nogach, they kill him. So it was a shor that was nogach. But they found out as the king's shor. The king leaves him. If this king, kid, sings to the king, Amin Yesh Merabah, the king likes his song. It's the chazemaru. He sings nice. Kivyochu. Zetush Boruch is moichel akol aminoiso. Er sing shame. Charedim state that this milus of Moichim al Kol Avinoisov and Shari Gan Eden is only to a person that is makpid and it bekvias. Not a pshat, wow, Chama Veres, you know, I had a bad Omen Eish Mirab of Artik, you know, another year. That Charedim is a gate, Mishka say. But a person that is makpid bekvias of the Charedim, he gets this milus. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner was talking to Makbid and every broche that people will answer on it. I want to say, before we go weiter, you know, some brochim hear such a shir, miyad, you know, they come to the dining room, they start to make broches loud. So shayla, welcha dining room they sit? I mean, welcha room, welcha table rain, room to the table, chavri shulchan, then how you call the room to the table. Because if you have bad roommates on the table, then don't make the broche loud. Because it's lifnei iver that you machshul all of them to be chayv misa. But if they don't answer once, they're chayv misa, yeah? They stay there, and a bag back home. They stay there. It's better. I heard him over Rabbi David Ruderman, he went to Mashgiach from Neir Israel in Baltimore. He said, if this is the alamol, punishment's deer hurts more from here. Because it's not chavalt yourself over here. If this is the punish here, shtel tzachtzu we would get for every omen. So male, if a person starts to say brachas loud and he doesn't have the right table, so he's poshut lifnei iver from the ganze olam on the table. So either you change the table, either you make quiet, either you make sure that everyone will answer amen. I'm saying it's not a chokhme. Some people make brachas loud because it's mischazek binyone amen. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he said why? Because Reb Chaim Volozhiner said val the amen is a star kium and the star, the amen is a kium of the star. So val it's a kium of the star. The male, every bracha that he made, he was makpi that he will have someone to answer amen to mekayim mishtar. So the inyan to have taki when you make a bracha is the inyan. I know from choshev people. Kach roisi, I'm all a person comes for a bracha. Well, the fondum gadol. So I know that some anoshim gedolim, when they want the bracha to be chal, they call some people around them, answer amen. And they give a bracha, yenem zayin refuah shleima. And 5 people will answer, amen, machen a kium of the bracha. Now the Mishneh Berurah of Etz Chaim and Simen
He says like this. Ishtadel kol ish Yisrael la'anois kol yoim tishim amen. 90 times amen, every day. In Midbuk Demis to the Chido state, that a person that says 90 days amen b'chol yoim, nothing will happen to him. You don't have, you buy a package of waffles, you go around, you know, in the dorm, you know, package has 20, 30 pieces, make a mazenis, make a mazenis, you already have, so you know what I'm saying? I want to be marked. You didn't chap around, to chap every day, 90 amen. Mishnebura brings down from this, it was the binek that in Birkas HaShachar, the Shatz said the brachas one by one, that the Olam will have the Amenim. Sharitshuva brings down though from the Ari, he would answer on everyone that said the Amenim, even with 100 people in Shul, he would go by everyone. Rav Shteyman said that, you know, a lot of places there were mevatel, this minhogim, that everyone makes the brachas loud in the morning. From Bitl Teire. He said, you have to know. He said, in his days, remember, it was people going around looking for Armenian. Today, you know, for Bitl Teire, so, you know, people start to go around, they stay around, yeah? So, mele, you have to have, mele, people are sitting and learning. But he said, you have to know the Ari HaKadosh, every minute in learning by him was chashuv. The Ari HaKadosh is the one that written the Shittim Kubetzis. I saw myself the Ksaviyat from the Shittim Kubetzis, was the Ksaviyat from the Ari. The library. Das ist das Xavier. Das ist mein Buch London, habe ich mir. Preis und Xavier, aber the Ari was the one, he was the Talmud. He was the Talmud of Bezalel Ashkenazi that written the Shita. The Shita Mekubetz is Bezalel Ashkenazi. The Talmud that was writing the Shita Mekubetz was the Ari. So with the Chagam, my son. You get the guy to Shita Mekubetz. I saw it in Bebekame, and that's all of us. But when we call Mekoyim, Dr. Shteyman said, and even so, the Ari felt with Avgein Arum to chapen arayin ameini. We say b'shem the Alta Mikelem that it's worth to come down to this world, and it was worth for him to live all of his life to answer one amen. Chayodam, Aloha Sefer state, Mishayna oina amen, onshe godol moi. So now that we know what is amen, I think we have to a little bit to go duch the halachas and the kavonis of amen. And I'll say, dachzach, it's a hanoge toiva. It's a hanoge toiva to people to take on themselves. Now, the Reb Chaim Voloshiner writes that the kavonis of amen chamuro hi me'oid veloi motzosi li motzchus la'anois amen shaloi bechavonis. ופעמים מוצוי שאוין אומן לא ישם לב באני יוסוי לדעס על מה הוא אוין זוקטור ונכנס בזה לסופק ברוכר ישראל ובלא שם חיים ולא שם כסר רויש תפילה בלוי כוונה כגוף בלי נשומה אם אינו נחשב אז כרקור בו נחשב אז כמינכו אבל המירס אומן בלי כוונה לא ימוצוסי שום לימוצחוס. So you have to have a kavonah. I know a person who's mischazek in amen, and he says amen, amen, amen. Not to say about mezun, about the site to say amen is to know what you mechav, and not the amen. What's amen? Yeah, it's not din after bracha to make noise. Of them, you know, of them nishkum the kitul. Now, the Orach HaShulchan says, I'm saying again, ich bin nishkin poisek. I only can say over Orach HaShulchan. I don't know if it's always ginumen azay, but I'll say the loshon. Lehovin ma she'omru velosim lev latfilo akshuro ubeloy kavon elav klum umutov shelo ya'omru. I don't know if la'aloche lemaisa mifirtzach azay, but we'll see when you can answer. What is the kavon? So the Shulchan Aruch says kavon is emes. Lama zogim mogin avrom emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mogin avrom bo'i repri ha'etz emes. Mekayim d'shtar. So in Birkas Hanenim, the Mishneh Brura writes down a little bit more hesber. Mishneh Brura says, "Yimechaven like this." In Birkas Hashvach and Birkas Hanenim. Birkas Hashvach means Reomim, Brokim. Birkas Hanenim by Yerpiyoyitz Emes ve'ani ma'amin bo. Emes ve'ani ma'amin bo. Magen Avrom says the motion in Birkas Morgan Avrom to say like this: Emes v'sheiyeh mevuroch mishehegen al Avrom. In Birkas Morgan Avrom, Mishabur is mashma yimchavel like this: Emes, that is Morgan Avrom, and Baruch Ato Hashem. Now, master, Baruch Ato Hashem Morgan Avrom. So it's a shvach to Hashem that he was Morgan Avrom. So it's Emes, and I mask him to the shvach, and I'm mevorech Hashem that he's Morgan Avrom. I'm not to say Emes Asi Azay. This is the reason you have to know what you're answering. Now, Emes what? Emes, everything Emes. Baruch Priyo Eitz Emes. Baruch Priyo Adom Emes. Birkas HaBakoshes, the Moshon, Refoeinu. Tzlach Lonu. Look at the Mishnebura, you have to mechaven. Yehi Rotzen Sheikuyim HaDobor Azay. Yehi Rotzen Sheslach Lonu. Yehi Rotzen Sheirefoeinu. Yehi Rotzen V'Lirushalayim. Yehi Rotzen Eszemach Dobit. In Kaddish, the Mishnebura says, to mechaven iskadal v'iskada shmei rabo, iskadal v'iskada shmei rabo, omes, what? The Mishnebura says, be'ikr to mechaven yirotzen shiskadal v'iskada shmei rabo. Ma'olu d'yirotzen shiskadal v'iskada shmei rabo. Chayichoin, omen, that is what happened. It's about, omen, tiskabes v'osono v'osono, omen, yirotzen, that will happen. Now, lemaise, it's allemol shver, what is the kavonis? So, bederech klal, the best thing is to mechaven allemol emes, and I want it to happen. Again, so maybe I'll divide the kavonis. When you hear a broche, if it's birkas hashvach, it's omes, emes, there's nothing, I want it to happen, but it's to happen what? But allemol, you say emes, and yirotin shizhi yiskayim. Now, when a broche is in a madrege, we'll skip a second to Yom Neroim, and you're in high madregas, and you're holding in, you know, Sataka, you mechavet the broche of the shat, and you say, Omen, the tire libeinu of the chabemes, Omen, tire libeinu. How much you can chaparai? And all of that is you mitzaref to the tefillah. Person doesn't know how much you can pull in the Omen from Yom Neroim. So sometimes in Birkas HaChodesh, every two words they hacked off from the Omen, yeah? People have a hack on that. So it's a simcha, sure, no chama, pa no chalko, Omen, Omen. Omen is a koyach, Omen he rotsen, and you shall talk to. So again, Emes alevayet will be. Rav Steinman said a chidush, I'm old, I'm not even an oisik in it, so today, on the Heintike, that if a person can be mechaven, it's enough to mechaven b'shas adchak, and mechaven the kavona that has to be. Alder the Chazanish says that, you know, you could use already mechaven the ma'isas of bichal if you the nusach shikotsu b'chazanish. But you know, you say yudkei vovkei in the morning, you say, and every day when I say it, I mean these kavonas. Emes, I don't know exactly if it's emes, ken yirotzen. What has to be in this omen? What is that? Now the balei asoid, people that have shtickled more. The mechaven in every emes, omes is rosh teves keil melech neeman. So you mechaven emes, yirotzen that it will be the broche, and at the same time as keil melech neeman, Kadosh Baruch Hu is keil melech neeman l'shalem schar l'tzadikim, v'lipora me'arishoyim, v'dino yemes v'mishpoto yemes. And this is unzer Rebbe Shefer. So they made a brochet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's emes is azay, and yirotzen is azay, and amiram is to mechaven shmo is boch. Avada, I can't say that the boch and every emes could come to it. But if a person knows to where he's leading, to what he's planning to come to, so a person could come to there. A person doesn't have a plan, doesn't have a mahalach, so it's a gate gomish. Now, when you have, so this is the kavanas of Amen. Kavanas of Shutas of Amen. When you have to answer Amen. When you have to answer Amen. So the Gemara says like this, Ashumea brocha mipi Yisrael, even if you didn't hear the Askoras Hashem. Boirei priyot. So the Gemara says, you answer Amen. Ashumea brocha mipi Akum. It's like the Gemara, you don't answer. Why? Because it could be the Akum in the beginning, didn't say Shem Hashem. Could be the Akum in the beginning. He made a bracha to Hargrizim. But Hashemei Abrochem B'Pi Yisrael, so you could bench, you could make the bracha. Now, what would it be if the person didn't hear the bracha, but he knows about the bracha? The Makkos Be'etzem is suge in Yerushalmi. Taisus brings down the Yerushalmi. Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim was a big shul that they called Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. The Gemara says they could not hear the chazan from one side to the other. So the Gemara says, Hachazonim Menifim Sudorim. He did flags. And the Olam answered Amen. Like in the Rishonim, if you don't hear a bracha, how you answer Amen? So like in the Mefoshim, they knew on what they bridged. The Hainu, the people kept Cheshmin. Morgan Avrom, Chaya Amesim, Kela Kodosh, Chorin Adoas. So if you know if you hear the last words of the chazan, or if you know on what the olim are answering, it happens a lot of times in shul. You know, the chazan is a bit quiet. You're standing in the back. You know, you heard a ganze shiur on omen. You're coming all ready, and tzeitzach on his kaddish. The basic shul says like that. Yeah. But you omen, omen. So again, if you don't know what they're answering, a lot of times you come in shtiblach omen, omen. This is pashtus of broche omen yesoimo. It's about it. Dangerous. Mamish dangerous. But if you know on what they're benching, even if you didn't hear it, you could answer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a big chiddush. He was mesupek if you're allowed to answer Omen if there's no 10 guys answering Omen. It happened a lot of times, especially, you know, if you have mincha after shir, yeah, and the Olam lektach and learning. Yeah, so the Olam are thinking and learning. I think the minigay yeshivas, they didn't have in Mincha, noch Shir never had in Chazal Sashat. It was very hard for the Olam to stand to Chazal Sashat. Made a Mincha Ktzor. Think the Hain does it for more reasons, for lunch after. Azayz gave Tachon the meaning in the Yeshivas, because you have to have 10 people answering Amen. If not, could be the Brochas of the Shats is a Brocha Levatole. So, to be a Shats is a different problem. It's a Pacha to be a Shats if you don't have a Tzibor answering. But now you are Mechusik and Amen. Yeah, you are Amen person. You become part of this group of people that answer Amen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, you come to a shtibul, there's no 10 people answering on it. So Lama said, if you're the shat, how should make a tnai? Mishmur says to make a tnai, that if 10 people don't answer, to be nadava. So remember to do it. If not, you don't understand, go over to the amud, yeah? So how do you make a tnai? How do you don't go over? But the problem is, in the shtibul marshal, not every time you know that the guy that went over knows the halacha, yeah? So he's not making the tnai. So because he makes brachas levatol, I get to Gehenna, ain't problem. But you want to answer Amen. It's Amen Levatoleh. It's Amen Levatoleh. I heard from Rebbe Liber Take in Chazal Sashatz. I heard from America. He's scared to answer Amen. This is what I didn't hear it from him, but I heard the Bachar was very close to him, Shai Vigdo, and he told me that Rebbe Liber told him that he doesn't answer Amen Take. He says, I don't remember that, but it's two psukim. So every time before the shatz comes to the last thing, he starts the pasuk. If the shliach tzibur take right omer, if not, I heard Rabbi Tzion Aba Shaul, he would say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem lo'ilom omen va'omen. So manefshach. If the bracha is a good bracha, was an omen. If not, he's saying the pasuk Baruch Hashem lo'ilom omen va'omen. He said, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Chidushim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that if the Olam answer Amen and they know on what they're answering, even if you don't know, you could answer Amen. But this is Chidush Godel Moed. Come to Moshe Yidavening in Rosh Hashanah, the Shlich Tzibur says Kaddish Dolph Noch Ne'ile. You don't know where they're holding, they're singing, yeah? From time to time, Mishrayat Zach Amen in the middle. But the 10 people near him know where. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that it's not called the Amen Yisrael. It's Chidushim. I want to explain why. The halacha is, the Gemara says, if a person answers Amen Yaseima, Iyu Bonov Yaseimi, Moren Brochus, Kola Oine Amen Yaseima, Iyu Bonov Yaseimi. I think when you see this Gemara alone, you verstehe that Amen is Nishkin Gilechta. I heard about some Shmulevitz, Shishu Shmulevitz. He said, that, you know, some people to take vitamins. It can't hurt. I mean, him lo yoy, lo yazik. He holds you not allowed to take. Why? It's in one of shach. The same way that the vitamins could change your body to make good, so if it's the wrong vitamins, they could kill you also. Why you believe that they only could do good? Say, Omen has such koiches, moichlim lo yalkol avenoisov, voischim lo yishari gan eden, Omen, is not a zach stam, and spilt sich mit dem. The Ari says, Chaim Valoshner, on kavone, he doesn't know if you're allowed to say Omen. Omen is a choshe bezach. The male, if you say the Omen in the wrong place, you bon of yisoyimim. Ha'oyne Omen ktufo, yikot fu yomov. Now what is the Amen Yaseima? So Amen Yaseima is, the Marshal, again, if you answer Amen, happens a lot of people that come to Amen, Amen, you know, they're reading a book or something, Yechvei Zad Parsha, they have these stories in the shuls, and every time he yells Amen, put the Oilam together. And what? He does another Chlam. It's a shalom from Amen Yaseima. So I'm saying, Mitzad Echom, Midat Mischazik Zankin Amen. The Gemara Zog, the Poetry, the Rashi brings down Tesfes, if a person answered the Amen after Tochke De Dibu, after Tochke De Dibur from the Broche, Amen Yaseima. The Mishneh Brura learns, Sofik Amen Yaseima, not the answer. There's Mamash HaPachat. If you have to answer Amen, you don't answer, Chayav Misa. If you answer, the kids die. You know what is better. You're Mesupik. You're not sure if it's Tochke De Dibur or not. If you'll answer, Stam, maybe your kids will die. You will not answer, maybe you Chayav Misa. What? The kids will be saved. So Mishneh Brura says, "Misofek not to answer Amen Yaseima." Reb Moshe wants to be makel that if I'm answering because I have a tzad that is Tochke De Dibur, sinishkin bechefter Yaseima. The chefter of Yaseima is that Taka doesn't have shaychus. Reb Moshe has a tzad. If they invite and I think that I have shaychus, that's alone is the shaychus. Now the place seems clear. What would be if the chazan makes nigunik? So it's the Shaila Moshe. Well, I'm Masber. Moshe, I'm going to have a chazen, yeah? Lama Zong, and he says, Choyin in Adoas. Yeah, Adoas, Eitzachon Das, you know. 5 minutes. It's like the person, you could wait till the end, and then you could answer Amen. Like I did, as I did Weltfield. Aber, if he's Marich, ve'imru Amen, dear he's Marich, chaparai and say Amen. Ve'imru Amen, no, that's a Shemish good. You're going to a Sofik Brocha, Amen Yaseima. Because Ve'imru Amen. You can't say a long time, Ve'imru Amen. The Brocha already finished. Ve'imru Amen, and you say the Amen and the Amen. When he's Marich in the Nigun. Now, the Poskim say, if the Tzibur answers Amen, you could answer. Dahinu, even if it's talking to the Dibur for the Brocha, it happens a lot of times. Especially in big shuls, the waves of the Amen, until they get to the back, the dark line in the front already, they're holding in the next word. There is not a problem. Because man, the Oilam are answering Amen, so as the Gemara says in Makkos, talking to the Dibur, that if the Eidim one after each other, if it's not to the Eidus, Shal Posht again, because the Amen stells to the Brocha. Now, the Halacha is, you're not allowed to stop in talking in between the Brocha and the Amen. Why I'm saying it so madgish? A lot of times, after you hear this Amen, you mamish, you have a chizuk of Amen, and you're shmuzing, it's an Amen, you have a... If you spoke already, we passing that it's an Amen Yaseima afilu b'toch kedei dibur. You say it's not so negeh, it's negeh to every bochur. Why? You're saying a mashal tomorrow morning, you'll be saying psukei de zimra. You're not learning Shabbos. Yeah? Some people, you know, come with later to shul. It's a hatzach emit v'nishmas. And maybe it's a kaddish. So now he's into the Amen. So he wants the Amen. Now the mice is in the middle of a pasuk. So the imbu amen, he finishes the pasuk and he answers the amen. Too late. As Reb Kiva Egel says, if you finish the word, you can't answer. It's already amen yaseima. Shumazaman Erbach is mesupik. Shumazaman Erbach is mesupik if it's in the middle of a word, if you're allowed to finish the word. But the place can say if everyone is answering Amen, so then if you finish the pasuk, it's not called a hefsek. If you hear Amen yourself,
A friend of you made a bracha. So it could be in a shul sometimes, there's not such a problem if the olim are answering amen and you manage to finish your pasuk, so the amen makes it not to be a hefsek, but merely you're allowed to do it. La'alocha, you're allowed to say amen without a yarmulke, and you're allowed to say amen with mekayim ha'matunafim. Ma'aseh, there's a lot of rayas. Legabe, the shaila is, you know, the, in broches, you're not allowed to say a broch if you have food in your mouth. People don't make me, you know, they eat, they want to drink, they make a shahakal, yeah? If the food doesn't go down, it's stop to talk. But in the halacha is, we learn it, we learn from the pasuk, that a person has to in all of his mouth to mehalel Hashem. An amen is rice in the poiskim that you don't have to have an empty mouth, because the poiskim say that you're not allowed to make a broch in the middle of the suda, because people will answer amen and they have food in their mouth and there's a chash that they will swallow it. So we see that the yamale yamale piyaps, I don't know the pasuk, you know. Now we'll go back. And who you have to answer amen? Again, we have to know, when you're not allowed to answer, it's dangerous to answer. And a bracha of a little kid that is chayav b'chinuch, you have to answer amen. The two stories that we started with, where a kid's 5 years old. What happens, this is the shout of everyone, you have a kid, 3 years old, you're allowed to answer amen as bracha or not. You say, she'akon li'a b'dvora, you give me candy, you manage to slip out a bracha out of it. So me'ikar adin, you're not mechuyev, but the minig is to answer amen for mechanechem. This is the minig. What's the nefkeminig? The nefkeminig is sometimes a person washes al netilas yodayim. It happens in a lot of houses. The minig of the world is lamazog in a normal house for after amoiti, lamazog in a mevorach stays back in the seat, and the oilam go to wash in the kitchen. Then you have little kids there, but they're, you know, so some older people wash and others think the little kids wash. A wonderful kid makes a bracha. Now, the halacha is normally you're allowed to answer amen after the tilas yadayim before amoitz. Now, a kid 3 years old said a bracha. Now, if he's 5 years old, you have to say amen. If he's 3 years old, we said you don't have to. You do it to mechanechem. But now, if you answer amen, you mafsik in between the tilas yadayim and amoitz. We have to know the halacha. Now that we know that amen, if you don't say it's dangerous, if you say, it's no games. So now I'm asking you, al tilas yadayim, now the little kid 3 years old. See, it looks, look at him. If he's 5, you do. Now, if he's 3, you don't have to do. Now, what would be if the evidence you answered amen at a 3 years old in between the tiyas and amaitzi? So you don't have to wash your hands again. Why? Because Be'etzim is a meratzis in Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael firt hazeh and hazeh midaf machen, but lemais it's a meratzis, but lemais hazeh midaf machen. That if you talk after the tiyas yudayim, you have to wash again. Yeah? Make anatiyas yudayim and you wipe your hands and you talk. The minhag klal Yisrael, you go to wash again. The vial, no one found a mocker for it. There's no mocker and no safer in the world for it. I tried to look, otherwise. There's no mocker. Klal Yisrael do it and it's kedai to carry on doing it. But be'etzem is no mocker. Mele, the world says that if you said an amen for a little kid, you could be maker. The Maaser, Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, was scared to answer amen. Chashash, dangerous. So he would answer when a little kid would make a bracha, he would quickly say, Baruch Hashem Olam, Amen. But the Maaser, he finished the pasuk. As in Rabbi Liban, Chazal Sashat, Rabbi Tzina Bar Shaul did in a kid. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, as they, I think, filled me by us, he say, Amen. Like, you know, that the kid doesn't have that it's not Amen. Amen. Doesn't have exactly. As they, my Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, as they, I saw that more people do. Now, in between, again, I'm a ratzis that people don't know, after you washed your hands for Netilas Yodayim, before you made Al Netilas Yodayim, you're not allowed to answer even Amen. After you wipe your hands, you're allowed to answer. For sure you're not allowed to talk then. It's better to talk after Netilas Yodayim from before. The place that is the worst to talk is after Netilas Yodayim, before the Brocha. Because you're not allowed to mafsik, ben Netilas Lebrocha. Ben Netilas Yodayim le'amoytzi, lo yafsik. But when bracha le mitzvah, you never allowed to stop. So in between the washing the hands and making the bracha, you're not allowed to answer amen, even on someone else's on the Tilas Yudai. Now is a big shayla. We go to the main shayla that happened. A person is walking in the street and he hears from a shul, a guy in Moshe, he has a deer near the shtiblach, yeah? He heard amen. He knows if he doesn't answer amen, you know, now every 2 minutes is the amen yishmerav bochu. He doesn't know what to do. So all the other brachas, lamazagin, he doesn't hear. Amen. He doesn't know on what. He doesn't have to answer. But it's not kaddish. But he has to. Some people hold. You have to. You know, you see these people walking in the street. They hear kaddish. They get stuck. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that he heard from the Chazanish and Azim, they said from Reb Moshe Feinstein, you have to answer. Every kaddish kedusha that you hear, you have to answer. Reb Yashem Shul Zalman hold that you don't have to. You're allowed to carry on walking. You hear kedusha, you're allowed to carry on walking. Miyoistoy. The Zelda Zach is a machlekes. If you're davening in one minion and you're hearing the other minion, you have to start to answer. What is the reason that you don't have to? Because it doesn't look at picosis. The chiyuv is, what was the time? This is what he told his chassid. The king had upset, you didn't answer amen on his bracha. If you're in the same room and you don't answer amen, so it's ki'ilu abgi and kavod ha-malchus, ki'ilu abza apikosis and kavod ha-malchus, and you're not answering amen. But if you're in a separate room, the world has another kule, why? Because oisik b'mitzvah potom in a mitzvah, and here it's taka as it shtels the mitzvah, the kule alme, if you start to answer amen in a middle, you can't daven as a via mensch. The nafkimine is, can you say other, yeah, the name, it's a national zei poshut. Some poskim say in the time that you have to know that you have to decide if you're following a Moshe or you're following Shem Zalman. You can't go like this. Why? Because Shem Zalman says you don't have to, and Moshe says you have. Yeah, Moshe says you have to. You have to. Firim Shem Zalman that you don't have to. Istabku poskim maneinu if you allow to. Nahainu, avada you allow to. But you're in the middle of Krishma and you hear kedusha from the second room. So the firim Moshe, you look in the back of the city. What you do, what you don't do, and you do it. But if you're from Zalman, that you're not in Mechuyev, you're allowed to. Who said you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Krishna? La aloche, I don't know myself what to do. I try not to hear. Because in the middle of Krishna, if you hear, there's a big problem. If mafsik's down in the middle of davening, you're not allowed to. Now, we said, this is Amen. What is Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Le'olam Mule'ol Me'ol Ma'ir? Kola'oine Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Bechol Koichoi Koyrim lo gzardino yishol shivim shana. B'chol koycho we know as kipshutoi, and b'chol koycho means b'chol kavanoso. So you have to know, first is two poshta zacha that you have to be mechaved. One is two ways how to learn pshat in Omen Yehei Shmei Rabo. There's one pshat, Omen Yehei Shmei Rabo. Nehayim, he said this. Omen Yehei Shmei Rabo, the Shmei from Rabo, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, מבורך. דהיינו, יהי שמי רבו, שמוי הגודל של רבו, שמוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא רבו, זה שמוי הגודל. יהי שמוי הגודל, מבורך. לא אילם לא אילם לא אילם לא אילם. לפי דעת יחד הזה, יהי שמי רבו, מבורך לא אילם לא אילם לא אילם. יהי שמי רבו. יהי שמי של רבו, שמוי הגודל, שמוי הגודל, יהי שמי רבו, שמוי הגודל, מבורך. וזה אנד אפשר. יהי שמי, שהקדוש ברוך הוא רבו מבורך לעולם ולעולם מלמיו יהי שמוי רבו בגודל ומבורך. Then other I'm saying his big name will be מבורך, or his name will be big and מבורך. So if the second shot is יהי שמי רבו מבורך, the second shot יהי שמי רבו מבורך, so when you say יהי שמי רבו, think twice and you go by it. You see המון תמיד החכם, they do like this. That's what they mean, יהי שמי רבו, to remind himself מבורך לעולם ולמלמיו. Now, in Sforim state that the Omen Yehi Shmei Rabo is Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach L'Olam Ul'Olmei Olmayo is connected Sheva Rekim. And you mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Sheva Rekim. So you mechavim b'shas Omen Yehi Shmei Rabo, you mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sheva Rekim. Now, a person that doesn't hear the Kaddish is walking outside in the street. So the Ma'aseh, we said, if he knows the Olam answer, he could answer Be'etzer. But he has to mechaven, or emes on the Kaddish. But if not, he just says, Yehei Shmei Rabo, without the Omer.
or the marshal, the postman say, if a person comes to a shul and he hears, "Lo'olam u'lo'olmei, olmayo, da'olam asayim." So he wants to shtol tzur. So he only could start from Yehishmei. He can't start from Amen. The Amen already, the olam lost. So he's talking the dibur from the Amen. So if you come and say, "Lo'olam u'lo'olmei, Yehishmei u'mach, lo'olam u'lo'olmei," you could shtol tzur to the Yehishmei Rabbo. Now, the postkin bring down, by the chassidim, it's not a problem, but the literature is more a problem, that the ma'isa, after Yehishmei Rabbo, is chof beis oisiyas. Zborach, v'ishtabach, v'isporach, v'isroach, v'isnaseh, v'isalav, v'isalav, shmei lekut shabrichu, le'elam, mekob l'chosu, v'chosu. It's chof beis oisiyas. Nusach Sfarah, they say it. We, Nusach Ashkenaz, don't say it. We mechaven to the shatz when he says it. The poiskim bring down, I don't know, the veld doesn't do it so much, but the moshe, if you're standing in the street, and you're answering, Amen Yehishmei Rabbo, so then you say, Zborach, v'isroach, because you can't say, I hear the shatz. But Nusach Ashkenaz says, we rely on the shatz. We don't say it ourselves. But if you're in the street and there's no shots, then there's an Indian to say it on your own. Just one mazach. Stack it. The ma'aseh, the place can bring down that, you know, in Birkas, every brocha be'etzem, you have to know the marshal, a person benches his kids. It's Hashem, you'll have atzlocha, you'll have in yonim. It's also to answer Amen. Yeah? The ma'aseh, it's not so posh. What Amen you answer? Someone tells you refuah shleima. Lama zayin you want to answer Amen. Or you go to Adam Gadol,